This is the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page.
Brady empty backfield, shotgun, time to throw, toward the end zone, touchdown, Rob Gronkowski.
The pregame social is the world's biggest virtual tailgate, featuring the fans of the three-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
Back-to-back world championships, 3 out of 4. Yes, it's a dynasty.
Paul Perillo and Andy Hard of Patriots Football Weekly are here to do the grilling as your hosts. This week, the Patriots are back at home to square off with the 4-5 Kansas City Chiefs.
Third and goal at the Jet 2-yard line. Brady, he looks to the end zone, looks to the end zone, fires to the end zone, wide open, touchdown to Young Brady.
Now, Paul and Andy get you ready for the game live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Patriots Nation, welcome to the JetBlue Patriots pregame social.
Ready for another Monday night edition, Andy Hart of the Patriots pregame social here inside the Subway Fresh broadcast studios. How goes it, Andy?
Tremendous. Monday night football. Thanksgiving week. What else would you want?
It's going to make for one of those long weeks that's followed by a short week.
True.
That's going to be a little extra short with Thanksgiving in between.
Because Thursday will feel like Friday, but it'll feel like Tuesday because it was Wednesday.
Absolutely. And for more insight like that, I want you to make sure that you are listening to the JetBlue Patriots pregame social on the Facebook page, on the Patriots Facebook page. A lot of ways to join us. A lot of ways to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs. And I want to see all the different mediums that we have. I want Twitter. I want Facebook. I want the Ace Ticket Hotline. I want the emails. I want everything. You know what I especially want, Andy? I want
food.
I want the Twitter feed. Make sure you keep the hashtag PPGS because I want Andy to rattle off a bunch of Twitter updates tonight for us, and not just it's 7:34 and Tom Brady has entered the field for his warm-ups, and that's about 3 minutes earlier than he normally does, which generally provides most of our Twitter updates on a week-to-week basis.
Well, I can give you one quick Twitter update.
Yes, what do you got?
It's also available in other places, but Ross Ventrone making his weekly ascent to the game day roster, and Donald Thomas, sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Thomas, he's no longer on the team. He was asked to leave yet again. And interesting tie-in, most people are relating this, taking a step further and saying, good stuff for Marcus Cannon, that the team must in some way be comfortable about Marcus Cannon or his evolution as a player, letting go of Donald Thomas. I don't know if I read that into it, but if you want to be positive for the Cannon family, that's a good way to read into it.
I agree. It is a positive sign for young Mr. Cannon in a very positive story all around. That's a good story all around.
I actually saw a tweet from a Jets fan saying how diabolical of Bill Belichick. He drafted the one player you couldn't possibly root against. The other could have been Mark Herzlich.
Right,
but
that's a good point. And speaking of Herzlich, he got his first career start last night.
Yeah, I don't think he wants my analysis.
Didn't go overly well.
KP, as you can say. I can't play. Can't play the run and can't play the pass.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but
those are the two aspects of defense.
I think he struggled, but it was his first game. So
he stinks.
Let's give him a little bit of slack. And I did talk about the different ways you can join us.
Though.
The emails at webradio@patriots.com. Email us webradio@patriots.com. That's a good way to get in. You can give us a call on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398. And again, it's at Jumbo Hart and at PFW Paul. You can make sure you put the hashtag PPGS to make sure it stands out and we can see it. We'll surely get you right in line.
But I haven't come up with one yet, but I want to say that PPGS must in some way be able to be turned into an acronym to take a shot at you. Paul Perillo, Twitter, put it to use. I want to see some PPGS ideas of how that's a shot at Paul.
Your lunacy never ceases
Paul
to amaze
Perillo
me.
Gross slob.
Let me just, before we get into this, I do want to get to the fan tab like we do at the top of every show, but I do want to also talk about this. There's been some talk during the course of the year about the Facebook page and some of the technology that we have. If you're trying to join the chat, you post there and it takes you off the stream and all that kind of stuff. That, to be honest with you, Andy, I really don't have.
Isn't that where I usually say
a lot of in-depth
the technology's
knowledge.
Not keeping up with our talents?
Right. Well, anyway, we are trying something out tonight. It's a new feature for the chat, and we're going to try it out tonight on the pregame social to help make your pregame social experience a little bit better. Anyway.
I love when I can tell.
Head over to
reading.
The pregame social tab on the Patriots Facebook page right now, says Matt LaPan, to chat with members of Patriots Nation and tell us what you think. So it's a new chat feature that should be able to help you out there. So we have some polls that are going to go up. Kevin's going to let us know. But before we do that, like we do each and every weekend, let's check out fantab.com and take the temperature of Patriots Nation.
Well, Paul, I'm already on the website because you've dropped this bomb on me before, and I learned quickly. And I know that the New England Patriots fans have put in their ratings, and right now the Patriots lead the AFC East, a big switch from last couple weeks where they were down a bit. 89 is the average fan confidence rating. Now, obviously, that's a season rating because I'm guessing if we asked them simply in tonight's game going against the Chiefs on Monday Night Football what your confidence would be, I'm guessing it would be in the high 90s. And I actually think an 89 is right about where it should be. You think they're a really good team. They're on the verge of being a good team. They could still be the best team in the AFC because every week the best team in the AFC changes,
sure,
whether it's the Ravens or the Steelers or the Patriots, what have you. I think that's a very honest assessment from Patriots fans. But I urge you, if you don't agree with 89, get on there because it's been stagnant a bit. Other changes in other areas, the Dolphins actually are down, I don't know why, after a big win over the Bills. Minus 16.
They're playing well. They've won 3 in a row.
Yeah, I think their confidence should be rising. But go on there if you don't agree with 89. Sign up for FanTab. Use your Twitter, your Facebook, all that technology you're all involved in. And join and have your voice heard. You can also talk trash on there if you'd like. There's a chat feature on there as well. So you can write out your thoughts on your favorite football team and maybe your not so favorite football team if it happens to be, I don't know, the Jets.
So make sure you get on there and talk some trash and muck it up a little bit. But I agree with Andy, that's probably a pretty accurate assessment given the struggles that the offense had, you know, heading into that and then, you know, coming out of it now with a big win over the Jets.
Since this is ADD radio,
oh absolutely,
I'm gonna go right to Twitter so it'll make you mad. Eric Scalavino, PFW Eric, if you want to follow him, at PFW Eric, chimes in right on cue for you. Not Tom Brady, but Chiefs quarterback Tyler Palco already on the field warming up with throws to KC QB coach Jim Zorn more than 2 hours before kickoff. Nervous? Triple question mark.
Wow.
If Brady were doing it, it would be confident, but Tyler Palco must be nervous. I'd be nervous if Jim Zorn's my quarterback coach. That guy doesn't breed confidence for me.
I loved Jim Zorn as a player. That was back before I had determined that left-handed quarterbacks couldn't succeed. That was back
he
when
was a lefty?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good for Tyler Palco.
Yeah, that's when I fancied myself, you know, a left-handed quarterback.
And another quick hit off of Twitter, according to TDR365. PPGS could mean Paul Perillo's gimp suit. Okay, back to your real business.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Oh, wait. Double X King Victor XX says Paul Perillo gets sad. This is going to be fun, I think.
Are you pooping your pants in the studio?
No.
No? Because, listen, I can hear things, and I can smell things, and I don't like it.
Okay, go.
I don't like it. Go.
Set the table.
Did you see the latest one that says Paul Perillo gropes sheep? I don't know where that came from.
That's a good one.
There's another one that makes a lot of sense. Anyway, you guys can continue to have fun at my expense. That's okay. I'm not Eric. I will not take my ball and go home. This game, though, is a little bit interesting, Andy.
I would say a little bit is a good way to phrase
it. Well, I'm very disappointed. I'm not going to lie. My energy level is not as high as it might have been because one of my favorite Patriots over the time that I've been covering this team and one of the PFW in progress nation favorite Patriots because he joined us on the show was Matt Cassel. And I'm really disappointed that we're not getting a chance to see him play tonight. You mentioned Tyler Palco, the lefty out of Pitt, making his first NFL start.
You know, after failing out of the CFL, the UFL, and a bunch of
Couldn't get a job in the UFL. Now.
You know what I'm going to do?
Let me ask you this, Andy.
I'm going to go check the confidence rating on FanTap for Chiefs fans.
Before you do that, that's kind of funny.
Before you swallow the microphone.
No, will you listen to me?
I can't. I heard you coughing.
What would be an unacceptable amount of offense to allow tonight in your mind?
Total offense?
Like, not just yardage, but points. You know, if they allow, say...
If they allow
more than 17 points...
Terrible.
More than 13 points?
No. In that range is acceptable. This defense is
bad. More than 300 yards?
No, that's fine.
Wow. You're a light grader.
Have you seen the defense?
Yeah, have you seen that
they
offense?
Can give up 500.
That offense can't score with Cassel at the helm.
But if he just drops back and throws bombs to Bo all day, he could hit three of those for 180 yards.
Well,
right there.
Then that, to me, would be quite troublesome.
And Jackie Slater Battle could have a big day on the ground. Bill compared him to Peyton Hillis. If he has a buck 80 and Bo has a buck 80, that's a bunch.
You just like saying
360.
You just like saying a buck.
No, it's I just think this team's going to give up yards. I mean, Jeff Tarpinian is going to be on the field. Tracy White's going to be on the field. Sterling Moore. If any of these guys are on the field, you have to understand, you're going to give up yards. You're not going to be dominant. You're not going to be stout. You just need to be bend but don't break.
I don't want to see...
Or a couple plays.
Okay, well, that's a good little debate we can have then for a little bit, because I don't think bend but don't break is good enough tonight. I don't think they should be bending tonight.
Well...
You know, do I expect a shutout? No. But I don't expect them to give up more than 300 yards.
I think if this defense played Oregon, they'd give up yards.
Well, Oregon's good.
Well, yes, and they're a college team.
But they, I mean, I could, obviously, I understand you're using hyperbole, but just the idea of Oregon is immense speed and skill positions.
Dwayne
Bowe
is a playmaker.
Yes, but they don't have anybody to get the ball
to. Can be a playmaker. Palko, I think, will probably make some plays. He'll run around, he'll lob it up, he'll do something, he'll probably make some plays. Now, if he does it consistently, that's a major issue. But a few big plays here, when guys like Tarpinian and White and Moore and Molden and all these other names that Patriots fans didn't even know before 2 or 3 weeks ago, when they're on the field, you have to understand, you have to be realistic. They're not going to be great.
I'm not expecting greatness, but I'm expecting this opponent tonight to be overmatched.
And so are Patriots fans, because a lot of Patriots fans think we're going to see Brian Hoyer in the third quarter.
I think that's a possible.
I think there's zero chance of seeing Brian Hoyer in the third quarter.
Let's put it this way.
Zero
chance. I agree with you. There's a 0% chance of seeing Brian Hoyer in the third quarter, but that's not because he couldn't be in the game in the third quarter if somebody else were in charge. I don't think Bill Belichick will yank his starting quarterback in the third quarter. I think he would be more than safe to do so, however. I think this game is going to be over by halftime.
It could be.
And this is not, I'm not trying to be, you know, outrageous.
How about we go the other side? Okay, we've already debated the other side. Well, what about the offense?
38-3, I predicted the final score to be.
So you don't think there's any struggles on offense at all? No Tom Bali, no Brandon Flowers, no Derek Johnson, no playmakers, no big hits on Wes Welker from Derek Johnson crossing the middle.
I'm glad you brought that up. We talked about it before the show, you and I.
Just so you know, those are probably all the players I know on that defense.
We were doing a little show prep before the JetBlue pregame social. I didn't call it Jets that time.
No, but you couldn't say it either, so I don't think it really counts as a win for you.
Just one day, Kevin, to be perfect. Just one day to emulate my idol, Andy Hart.
Paul pissed at Gal's shopping.
Now that's kind of clever.
What about Paul Perillo, Golden Standard?
Well, that's
I didn't get the sheep one. I don't know what.
Well,
why you're bringing
the sheep
that
one.
In.
That's not. I mean, you know, what am I?
Paul Perillo gobbles Sandusky? Sausages, and then in parentheses, man sausages.
She's a man, baby.
So if we don't have an entertaining game, at least we're going to have some entertainment on Twitter via this.
Well, I do like the, what was the one before the gold standard?
You fight women at the mall or
girls
something.
Girls shopping?
Yeah.
Something. Yeah, I like that. That at least is funny. That at least is funny. Now I forget the thing I was going to yell at you about. But you mentioned all the defensive players for the Chiefs before you get to that one, Andy.
No, I can't say it. I'll tell Musical Refugee, who ended it with too dirty, ? Yes, it's too dirty. I can't say that on the air.
Well, all the Chiefs defensive players that you talked about, we're going to be talking in about 13 minutes or so. We're going to be talking to Adam Teicher from the Kansas City Star. We'll find out the health status of some of those players because the two cornerbacks, Brandon Flowers and Brandon Carr, showed up on the injury report. I think they were added on Thursday. Is that right?
I forget
the days because this was one of those ways. A Thursday was really Wednesday, and I forget the days.
Any week that has a Saturday injury report throws me off.
Right. So
reports are they're going to play.
Yeah, but it's going to be interesting to see
how well
they're going to be able to play. And you asked the question about the offense. I don't think it will be just an onslaught. You know, one possession, 7-0, two possessions, 14-0. We've seen that in the past.
And by the way, if that happens, then I think your other thing happens. I think they kill Tyler Palko. If they get
there's no question that's going to happen.
14 or 17-point lead, all of a sudden you could be talking about Andre Carter having the best two-game span in Patriots history because he's just pinning his ears back and trying to kill Tyler Palko, who, by the way, might be rolling toward him.
I do think Romeo Crennel will make life a little bit challenging, maybe early in the game, for Tom Brady and the Patriots offense. But I don't think it'll be enough to slow them down to the point where it allows the Chiefs to stay in the game.
Well, they're not very good.
No, and that's basically what I'm, you know, you keep saying, like, all the guys that are playing for New England, Tarpinian and Tracy White and those guys, you're right. But I just think there's enough players that are good for the Patriots that are playing.
Well,
in
haven't
this
you
game.
Noticed my what I did was I listed all the bad players for the Patriots and all the good players for the Chiefs. I'm trying to hype up a game here. We have a game at 8 o'clock. I want people to listen at least to the end of the show.
The beauty of the Patriots pregame social is I don't think the games need to be hyped up.
Now, okay, it's going to be a blowout.
I think that we want honest assessments of what's happening. You know, that's what Bill Berry tells me. He thinks it's fake. He thinks a lot of what we do here is fake.
What do? We never do anything fake.
He says that we try to, you know, be too positive and too negative and stuff. It's not.
No, that's what happens when you have four people with varying opinions. Yeah. Like, Fred is always looking on the positive side.
Right.
Paul's always looking on the negative side. And I'm
true.
Right down the center being
not
objective.
True. Now, last week, I was guilty of looking at the negative side. I thought the Jets last week were in a good spot. I thought the Jets had a very good opportunity to win that football game, and that ended up being a negative look at it based on the way the Patriots came out and performed. And I do want to read this one email because it's kind of going back to the Jets game. And that's a game worth going back to because it was such a great performance. It's from Steve in Liverpool. He says, he makes no apologies for playing the role of Fred Kirsch right now, but I'm still riding last week's high. I want to fire up the Patriots Nation right now. Rex Ryan, Teddy Bruschi, Rodney Harrison, Brooklyn Matt, Chris Carter, all of you doubters, were you watching last weekend, and are you ready to watch tonight? I am an optimistic guy, but I've not been able to argue much with those knocking the pass rush, secondary, Ocho, and even the offense. Forget the talent or the stats, but last week's win rejuvenated Patriots Nation in that locker room. We did what we did to the Jets, not just anybody. No video introductions, Edelman at corner. I'm pretty sure Eric played safety at one point, but we overcame. Andre Carter, thank you for putting Sanchez's face in the ground so often. Mark Anderson, thank you for exciting pressure we've been missing for so long. Brandon Dederick, Kyle Love, thank you for not being Fat Albert. Tom Brady, thank you for looking like Ocho for looking like Ocho on Dancing with the Stars as you evaded every jet in that pocket. Rob Ninkovich, thank you for giving Vince some competition at top of that interceptions chart. And thank you to that secondary. I'm sorry I have no idea who you are. But good job, Sterling Adams, Ross Ahedebo, Antoine Ventrell.
Sterling Adams.
Whoever the hell you are. Let's keep this train rolling. It may be a train that has luxury first-class carriage at one end and an old container falling to bits at
the
other end.
Not only are we going to New Hampshire, Tom Harkin.
but it's what we've got. And while the ride may be bumpy, it will still take us there. Final destination, Indy. Go Pats! PPGS rocks.
That's a lot of.
I think Paul needs a breath after that one, Andy. You may want to.
That was a lot of very firing up. Positive email.
Well, that's. I thought it was.
No,
sort of
I think that's great. People are mad at me because I was referencing that, you know, Tarpinian and Moore, and I think any defense that has them playing, I believe his name is Gasface 25. I tried the show for 2 minutes. I've heard enough all week about Tarpinian and Moore. Damn, we get it. You're not impressed.
You know what, Gasface? We're not impressed with you either. Go. We don't need you. Kevin, we're going to need a little help on the Facebook poll. When you get a chance.
Sounds good.
I'm also going to need a little login help when you get a chance after that.
I will. I will come in
Paul
momentarily.
Paul broke the email. Not an email driven show.
The first poll we have up there is which injury concerns you most for tonight's game on the Patriots end of the spectrum here. And it's Brandon Spikes, Devin McCourty, Pat Chung, or Gary Guyton.
Oh, yeah.
I got to go Devin McCourty.
Not me.
I know he hasn't played consistently well all year, but I feel like with Dwayne Bowe, that's the one thing that you mentioned in your little negative tirade in the first 10 minutes of the show that I actually am somewhat fearful of, because I don't think it takes any talent at the quarterback position to drop back and throw one up high and in far and hope that your wide receiver comes down with the ball, and Dwayne Bowe is capable of doing that.
Oh, he certainly is. Ever since he last played us, when I said he stinks because he dropped the ball every time they threw it to him, he's been a playmaker for them, including, what do you have, 14 touchdowns or some ridiculous number last year.
So that is the one thing that I think Tyler Palco could probably do, is just drop back and let it fly. And you never know. If he, like you said, if he makes three of those catches, you know, for 160 yards or something, I think you called it a buck 80, all of a sudden you could be in trouble if he gets into the end zone on any of them.
I'd go Chung. I don't feel good with, sorry, Gasface, I might say it again, but I don't feel good with having a ton of inexperience at safety.
I have no problem with negativity, by the way, via Twitter and all that stuff. You know, we want to criticize us for what.
Sure.
Listen, we open ourselves up to shots all the time. But Gasface, you need to get a life, pal. You need to get something going on to get a little bit more happy in your life, because he has never, ever, or she, I suppose, has never, ever offered any constructive criticism whatsoever.
I like when he gets mad at listeners and just rips them.
No, I'm not mad at anybody.
Good news is our friend Lynn Patriots says, listening to at PFW Paul and at Jumbo Heart, PPGS, always puts me in a great mood.
It should, because we're here to pump you up for the game, even though Andy doesn't want me to.
No. I'm all for pumping up. I think this is going to be a blowout. I just don't think that...
What, are you just trying to keep the listeners on the edge of
their
seats?
No, I don't think it's going to be a statistical blowout.
Oh, I do.
I think on the scoreboard it will, but I think you're still going to say first downs, they got some yards, they got some this, because I just don't see this defense forcing, and I know they have. They pitched a shutout. What was that, 2 weeks ago they pitched the shutout in the first half. I mean, they're capable of putting together solid series after series of plays. I just think the unknown also bothers me a little bit. You know, I know everybody says, oh, it's going to be a nightmare for Tyler Palko. Well, we've seen some young quarterbacks with any experience give Bill Belichick problems because he's got nothing to go on. He doesn't know what they like to do, doesn't know how to defend them. I don't think Palko's going to beat him. By the way, his hair's a little long, too. I just saw him warming up.
Is it longer than Blaine Gabbert's? Have you seen Blaine Gabbert's?
It's not longer than Blaine Gabbert's, but longer than I like it in my quarterbacks, especially if they're left-handed.
He needs to address that.
Well, if he wants to win, he does.
Yeah, he needs to address that. They had an opportunity to win the game yesterday. They had, I think, three plays from inside the 5-yard line, down 4. They didn't do it. Why, Andy? His hair's too long.
Good news is we can tell people are listening based on the response to the PPGS Paul Perillo references.
Well, I like that.
Flying in.
That's good. But we, as we like to do early in every show, we check in with the Ace Ticket Hotline with Jeff in Vegas, our resident degenerate. Jeff?
Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Just glad you could dry off after swimming in your money all week.
Yes, it was a very good. I'm out of the pool of money and on to this week. We just look ahead, just like BB tells us.
So you're taking the Chiefs with that large money line?
Well, you read my mind, Andy. That's a glad you asked. In fact,
do we lose Jeff?
Well, I can't hear him, so it sounds like we lost him.
I think we lost Jeff there. Maybe we can effort to get him back.
Maybe somebody who he owed money to caught up with him.
That's too bad. Let's go to an over-under real quick. What happened? Why you...
No, I got him back and you hung up on him.
I didn't do that.
No, I think you hit the drop button when I was trying to talk to him.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Let's go to a quick over, because I love over-unders, and I saw this come in from Lyndon in Colton, California. First, he has a quick question. Do you think Benny will play much tonight, or do you think he'll continue to rest?
I think he'll play.
I don't think he's been resting. I don't know how you feel about this.
I mean, he had 8 carries last week,
or
whatever it was. I mean, that's not
resting. I don't think that's resting.
Especially for a team that has endless running backs that doesn't need him to play.
I think if you have an injury that they're consciously trying to keep your carries down.
Like Gary Guyton?
You don't.
He rested last week.
You know, you get a carry or no carries. I mean, you play in an emergency.
Right.
Especially, like you said, when you have a committee approach, it wouldn't have been out of the realm of possibility to see Stephen Ridley get out there for 10 or 12 carries.
Right.
And Benny get 2.
Or none.
Then people would have said, oh, Benny must be hurt a little bit more than we know. But he had 8 carries and 8 yards. So I don't think he's going
to
rest.
Yeah. To the limitations.
I don't think
injury.
He's going to rest, but here's his over-unders. Palko, 250 yards.
Under.
Under. Palko, 1.5 INTs.
Over.
Over. Bo, 75 yards.
Over.
Under. Ocho, 50 yards.
Over.
Under. Gronk, 1.5 TDs.
Under.
I'm going to say over. Welker, 75 yards.
Just over.
I'm going to say under on the 75
Quick
yards.
Rewind to the Gronkowski. If he gets the 2 TDs, he'll be the fastest ever to 20 touchdowns. He's got 18
20
and
touchdowns in 26
games.
Right. It'll be a tight end's record, right?
Indeed.
Let's see. With McCourty out, I expect there could be a couple of dumb PIs in the Pats D, and I expect the Chiefs to spend lots of time in Pats territory. I'm thinking 31-14 Pats for the final score. Andy, were you in the Patriots Pro Shop Thursday afternoon around 2:30? If so, I held the door for you.
You didn't.
As you were leaving. I thought this person was you, but wasn't sure if it was, because I expected you to be 4'2" and have a head the size of a watermelon.
It wasn't me. And I'm taller than 4'2".
It wasn't me.
All right. And my head is the size of a watermelon. But no, I was not in the Patriots Pro Shop.
All right, so we don't have Jeff back. I'm sorry, Jeff, if you were back on the line and I hung up on you. I thought that was the dropped call that you know, we just lost them in the middle.
He has been having cell phone issues, because if you haven't noticed, I've had to put him up there.
Well,
like
obviously he has cell phone issues because of, you know, he hasn't been winning enough money. You know,
it's true. Maybe he needs to buy. Call from a landline, Jeff.
But that's unfortunate, because I do
ask the pit boss if you can borrow his phone.
I did want to check in with him before we checked in with our out-of-town reporter, Adam Teicher from the Kansas City Star. Other aspects of this game, other elements of this game, Andy, that are a little bit concerning, and we haven't really talked about this all week. There's one injury on this injury report that has me a little concerned, and that's Welker's. I don't know how you feel about this, but
the
injury keeps changing.
Yeah.
You know, it started as a neck, went to a rib, now it's a knee.
And as I said, his foot better watch out. It's working its way down the body.
So I'm a little concerned about that.
Why?
You're not?
No.
Because I don't think this offense can succeed without him.
No. I agree with that. But why are you concerned that these aren't just minor injuries week to week?
You know how about a month and a half ago, maybe a month ago, we had a pretty good back and forth on PFW in progress about whether or not you want to re-sign this guy.
And you wanted to give him $60
million, since then,
he went out and had caught six passes, 45 yards?
Four times.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm a little concerned, and I'm thinking that these injuries are part of that.
Well, I would a pat on your back for concern would be Lee Bodden went down the same road. He had a different injury every week, and he ended up, A, being cut, and B, on a surgery table.
And he ended up with a leg that was 3 inches smaller than the other one.
You ended up mocking a guy because he was injured. It's
a miracle,
typical,
a miracle of
typical
nature.
Patriots fan. He left, so you mock him even though he was hurt. Typical.
I didn't mock
him.
Nice
to play the role of Fred Kirsch for a while, huh?
I didn't mock him.
Guy tried to play through a herniated disc in his back or whatever it was.
Boy, you really are.
I'm sorry. I take people at their word. I don't think people would have surgery on their spine just to excuse poor play.
You're missing the point. I just don't think he needed surgery. That's all. I don't think he had to have the surgery.
So a lot of people schedule those elective spine surgeries. Hey, Doc, why don't you tinkle with my spine? See if you can make me paralyzed.
Is that how you have to talk?
Yeah, it's that guy from Chicago we listened to on overnights on the way home.
Oh, man, that guy is annoying.
Okay, another aspect of this game. Do you really buy the battle? He's run the ball well. He's like 4.6 a carry.
No, I'm not buying the
battle. He's a nobody. He's an absolute nobody. This, I believe, is his fourth season. Had no carries in his first three, essentially. And now he's having a breakout second half. Kind of has replaced Thomas Jones as the lead back. Jones, terrible, 2.6 or whatever a carry. And Bill compared him to Peyton Hillis. Great question by some reporter this week, drew that response. And I just wonder if there's anything to fear there, that they could just come out and hand the ball off maybe 45 times and have him carry the load and keep Brady off the field and try to manage the clock and stay in the game, and then at the end say, you know what, I'll make one of those plays to Bo to win the game late or something.
That is the only fear to me of this game being closer than I think it will be, is that the Chiefs somehow find a way to control the ball on the ground and in control the clock as a result. So that is the only thing that I would fear about this game in any way, shape, or form. But as I mentioned, Andy, I wanted to go to right back to the Ace Ticket Hotline and have Adam Teicher from the Kansas City Star join us. He's our out-of-town reporter this week on the JetBlue Patriots pregame social. Adam, how are you?
Pretty good. How you doing?
This is Paul Perillo. I'm with Andy Hart. I want to thank you, as I do all of our out-of-town writers that participate in the PFW Writers Mock Draft every April, and you are one of the veterans of the mock draft. And I want to thank you for taking that time every year to help with our pre-draft coverage. And I want to know specifically about this game tonight, how the Kansas City Chiefs, particularly on offense, are going to try to get by with Tyler Palko making his first career start.
They're not. That's the answer to that question. It's probably going to get pretty ugly, as we all, not a big surprise to say that, but, just think that, this thing might get pretty ugly. Tyler Palko is making his first NFL start. That's a pretty tough assignment, a pretty tough situation to drop him into. The passing game wasn't working for the Chiefs with Matt Castle in there, and now they got to go to a backup. The Chiefs scored 13 points in their last two games. Then that's with Matt Castle at quarterback. They're going to need to score a bunch of points if they have designs on winning this game. So it's going to be tough no matter what he does. The thing that Tyler Palko does, he runs around pretty well, moves pretty well. He can make some throws on the run. So I think the Chiefs will try to move him around a little bit, try to use that ability. But, unless they got a running game really working tonight, it's just going to be tough no matter what they do.
Adam, that was my next question. Sell us on Jackie Battle, because obviously not many Patriots fans know a lot about him. But his numbers are not terrible coming in. I think he's averaging 4.6 a carry. So is he a guy that's capable of carrying that offense?
I don't know about carrying it, but he's had his moments. I mean, he's a useful player. I mean, he's not a real quick to the hole kind of guy. He'll but he's got some power to him, and he's about 240 pounds, and he can run people over, and he's a determined runner. I mean, he's tough to bring down. He's a useful back, probably better when you can use him in conjunction with some other guys who are working pretty well. You know, he'll run better if Dexter McCluster is able to work tonight. You know, they three guys and is a featured back, and Battle's probably going to get more work than the other two guys, but he's a tough runner. I mean, it's going to be difficult for New England. I mean, the Chiefs will run in between the tackles. It'll be a little bit difficult for the Patriots to contain.
How about on the other side of the ball, Adam? I know you have Eric Berry, the very talented safety, out for the year, but you still have two pretty good corners in Brandon Flowers and Brandon Carr. But they both showed up on the injury report. I assume that they'll be able to play.
It looks like it, yeah. I'm guessing, I'm predicting both will be available to play tonight, yeah.
What kind of physical state do you think they'll be in? How limited do you think they'll be?
Well, tough to say. I mean, I think Carr is probably in the better shape of the two, but tough to say about Flowers. You know, I saw him a little bit in practice this week. Didn't look like he was moving around 100%, but you know, that was a few days ago now. So, it's entirely possible he's in much better shape than he was last time I saw him.
Obviously, the pass rush is going to get some chances tonight for the Chiefs because the Patriots obviously throw the ball a bit. Is that just a case? Obviously, they haven't had a ton of success. Is that just the case of Tom Bailey simply can't do it alone, and there's no one else stepping up to help him?
Exactly. They got one guy the Patriots need to worry about in that regard tonight, and it's Tom Bailey. I mean, they've got, 9 sacks as a team right now through 9 games, which, you know, I know a lot of the people around here are complaining about the Patriots and their pass rush. Well, just be glad you don't have the Chiefs rush, because right now it's just one guy, and the Chiefs are really desperate for somebody else to kind of step up and, help him out a little bit. But it's not just the sacks. They're just not getting consistent pressure. And against Tom Brady, they better figure out something to do to get in his face a little bit. Other than that, it's going to be a really long night.
Has that been a rallying cry this week, maybe that Romeo Crennel can figure something out because of his familiarity with the Patriots, the offense, Tom Brady, and maybe they can scheme something up that'll at least slow the Patriots down?
Yeah, well, you know, he's done a pretty nice job, as you guys remember. You know, Romeo can make a defense into something that it wasn't the week before, and then the next week he can do it again. But, you know, you would have thought they would have cooked up something for Tim Tebow last week, and they couldn't do it. You know, the Broncos ran for almost 250 yards on the Chiefs. They just couldn't stop. They couldn't get the ball away from them. That's part of the reason the Chiefs only scored 10 points. The Broncos had the ball all day and played with the lead all game because they took the opening kickoff and went down the field, ran 7 straight plays and scored a touchdown. So, his track record would suggest that Romeo will have something ready to go for the Chiefs tonight. But, last week it certainly didn't work for him.
I know Castle's obviously out for the season, Adam, but prior to him going down, the offense wasn't overly productive. Is there some concern about him long-term in Kansas City? Is he the guy at this point, or do you think Scott Peely might look in another direction moving forward?
Well, I mean, I think they're going to keep Matt Castle. I mean, I think they're aware that he's not a guy who's going to carry a team on his back. I mean, he's not going to do what Brady's done for the Patriots, or he's just not one of those guys. I mean, and they know that, and you have to surround him with good players, play good defense, be able to run the ball. I mean, last year's a perfect example. I mean, they played pretty good defense. They led the league in rushing, and Matt Castle had a great season. And that's when he works. I mean, it's not a chicken or the egg thing. You know, if he plays well, then the offense plays well. Or, what has to work first? No, the offense has to work around him for him to play well. That much is clear. And, the other thing is, I mean, he's not, while we said that, while we've established that, where are you going to find a guy who's better than Matt Castle? You know, what kind of resources are you going to have to spend? I mean, there's just not, you know, there aren't guys out there who you can count on to be better for you than Matt Castle. And, you know, maybe they can draft a guy, but, you know, they've got other needs. You know, we talked about their lousy pass rush. I mean, to me, that's more of a need than a quarterback. They've got to get somebody who can get after the quarterback better than the guys they have now. So it's a little bit of a dilemma in that regard for the Chiefs.
Since you brought us back to that area, I did want to ask you about Justin Houston, because he's a guy that a lot of Patriots fans had their eye on pre-draft, and for a team that, you know, has been fans have been clamoring for the team to draft a pass rusher in recent years, is he a guy that you think has a future as an impact pass rusher? How's he been so far?
Well, he could, you know, and it's certainly way too early to give up on him. You know, he had a great preseason as far as rushing the quarterback, and you thought the Chiefs really had something, and he's been very ineffective in that role in the regular season. I mean, the Chiefs basically use him as a nickel linebacker, nickel pass rusher, and he just hasn't had much of an impact there. And but you know, hey, he's getting to that point in the season where maybe rookies start figuring it out a little bit, and the Chiefs are kind of counting on him to improve over the second half of the season and get some things done. But so far, it isn't there, and unless the Chiefs see that from him in the off season, I think they have to go get a pass rusher during the off season, because you can't count on it if you haven't seen it from him.
Adam, before I let you go, I asked you about the two cornerbacks. What about Glenn Dorsey? He's banged up too, and I see some things that are indicating that he will not play. Do you know about Dorsey?
Yeah, if I'm guessing, I'd say that he would be the one of their injured guys, other than Castle, of course, who's not going to play. That would be, I think he's the farthest away from being ready to play.
Okay. We thank you for checking in with us on the Patriots pregame social, Adam. We will see you upstairs in a little bit, and hope you enjoy the game. Thanks for taking some time.
Okay, thanks, man.
That's Adam Teicher from the Kansas City Star, and continuing our streak, by the way, Andy, of the out-of-town reporter who gives his team virtually no shot.
Yep.
I didn't even bother asking him for prediction after all the answers.
No, God, no.
Yeah,
no.
And I thought it was...
they have no pass rush. They have a Jag running back who's okay, I guess, if you give some other people going around him. They have a quarterback who stinks. What else did he poo-poo? It was mostly the pass rush and the offense that they
had. The pass rush he was really, really down on.
I like that. Patriots fans think they don't have a pass rush.
Maybe they should play the Jets. Get everything back. But we lost Jeff in Vegas earlier, so before we take a break.
He died?
I want to let everybody know. I want to get to Jeff, but I also want to let everybody know. Get to that Facebook page. A lot of good photos getting posted right now by Matt, Flash, and LePan.
Oh, I thought there were photos of people flashing.
No. So, Jeff, I apologize for dropping you inadvertently.
Can you hear me now, fellas?
I can hear you.
Fantastic. And speaking of pass rush, believe it or not, the New York Giants fans are all over them now for not having a pass rush. So it's sort of a fleeting thing, or it can be.
You know what that means. Paul's right about all fans in general, not just Patriots fans. They're stupid.
Right.
Speaking of stupid, by the way, nice segue. Just kidding, Kevin. I know that Kevin Collins is trying that Movember tribute, and I know that his heart's in the right place, but
he looks
my
ridiculous.
Vegas sources tell me he looks silly.
He does. It makes him look like he has no chin, makes him his neck look really fat, and I don't really understand the whole starting the Movember thing on Movember 20th or whatever the date is.
Well, I had the beard, so, and I didn't want this thing for the whole month.
Why don't you just grow some hair on the top of your head and count that? Oh, wait, you
can't. Is that an option? Can we just do that? Can you just snap your fingers and do that?
All right, let's get to the pick for tonight, Jeff. What's the movement? What's the late money? What's going on?
I'm so glad you asked about that, Andy. First of all, it opened New England by 15. Went up to 15.5. Now it steamed all the way up to 17.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
The total opened 46.5, shot up to 47.5. Now it's leveled out at 47. And lastly, you can get Kansas City on the money line at +900. That's non-ary. Make nine times your money.
Ooh, that's nice. You know, if you win.
Isn't it?
If you win.
Exactly. Super quick, guys. Everyone seemed to get a kick out of when I was saying I've watched every game for, you know, the past 35 years or so. In Vegas, that's actually nothing compared to what these guys do. I know people who, I think you guys said on a good day, you have like 100,000 people download PFW.
135.
Yeah, more than that.
Go ahead.
But okay. We don't want to pick
that. Yeah, okay, maybe even closer to 150.
Yep, we'll go with that.
Or two.
a lot of, believe it or not, some of that number is comprised of Vegas wise guys. Some of these guys have been listening since 1998. They're not even New England Patriot fans.
I believe it. There are a lot of shady people involved with that Vegas. Not you, of course, Jeff. You're cool. But
yeah, there's nothing shady about you.
No, of course, I appreciate that very much. And a few years ago, there was a game with Lawrence Maroney. He wasn't on any sort of injury report. It was a night game. Belichick, like, deactivated him without any notice. And the only place a couple guys had listened to you guys sort of mentioned it or hinted at it. That information wasn't available anywhere, and some of these guys caught it right off VFW.
See, if you want to make money, you listen to us.
Yeah, I mean, so this is big.
See,
business.
I take that another way. I take that to mean we need to keep our mouth shut.
All right, Jeff.
Before we lose our
job. So, Jeff, how are you making money tonight? Where is it at?
Yeah, where's the money go?
Yeah, that is a beauty. That brings us right to the Jeff Smart Money Play of the Week.
Heavens to Betsy!
What do you got?
All right, you guys touched on it. The Patriots sort of struggle, believe it or not, with newer quarterbacks. Romeo Crennel made a comment that he's going to force Tom Brady to run. Speaking of Tom, we know his arm is sore. He's got that bone bruise. And historically, New England doesn't do that well with gigantic point spreads. Remember back to 2007, favored by 21 at Philadelphia, they barely even won the game.
Yeah. So you're taking the Chiefs?
That was home, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry, Paul. Yeah, that was home. I think it was the Asante Samuel interception that iced that.
It was in the end zone.
The lob ball.
Right in front of us.
Yes, the lob ball from Feely?
Yes.
So you are taking the Chiefs? Is that what I'm getting here?
I'm taking the Chiefs and the points. And speaking of Feely, they've also struggled with the likes of Henny. If you remember Matt Flynn last year with the Packers, even going all the way back to Damon Heward.
Yep.
Years ago, they had trouble when he came in for the Dolphins, believe it or not.
So you are going with Tyler, cut by the UFL, CFL, Thigpen.
Palco.
Wrong Tyler, sorry.
I am taking Tyler Palco and the 17. I'm also taking the under, which I got at 47.5. And I'm going to do this for the next few weeks. You guys are going to kill me. You're not going to like it. I'm going to take a 15% of a unit and throw it on that Chiefs plus 900 money line as an insurance policy.
I can't not like it because I don't even know what it means.
Yeah, I
what's 15% of a unit?
I have nothing not to like.
If you're betting $500 on the game, hypothetically, and as you know, all this stuff we're doing is strictly for fun
entertainment.
And amusement only.
Entertainment,
yes,
purposes only.
Hypothetically speaking, if you were going to put $500 on the game, you would put between 50 and 100 on the Chiefs' money line as a hedge, as I'm going to lose some credibility with the wise guys, as a fan.
Okay.
As a fan of the Patriots, you want an insurance policy. If, God forbid, Kansas City, it's still the NFL, could somehow win the game.
I hear you.
All right. Jeff,
so you're
going to... Go ahead.
Thanks a lot, guys. Sorry about the technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Go Patriots.
Thanks for sticking with us. I appreciate it. And we have...
That's one of those win-win things. If your team happens to lose, you also happen to win like $1,000. So you feel good.
Well, that's what he's trying to do. Yeah, he's trying to make sure that he doesn't take a bath either way. We still have an open phone line or two here, which is good, but the phone calls are coming in. We have a couple of our tailgate clubs, chiming in, and Eric and I bumped into members of the UK Patriots fan club.
Wow.
Warren is on tap. We're going to get to him. However,
we ran
a little long with our out of town guest, Adam Teicher. So I want to catch up here. We'll take a quick break and we'll get right back to that phone line.
Your business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day. With plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Right.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Horizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Braves!
What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Braves!
Indeed. Go Pats.
With Patriots Checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open!
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots Checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochere. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Hey guys, pumpkin coffee is back at Dunkin' Donuts.
Awesome. But what's with the guy behind you playing the timpani drum?
It's a big deal. Dunkin's pumpkin coffee is back for fall.
So you hired him to play every time you say pumpkin coffee?
And when I say something smart in a meeting.
This is big. Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for a hotter iced pumpkin coffee before it's gone. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Guys, I think the lady at Dunkin' Donuts is totally into me.
Why is that?
She made a delicious chicken salad sandwich just for me with celery and herbs on an oven-toasted croissant.
Yeah, they definitely do that for everyone.
Can I just enjoy this moment with Dunkin' Chicken Salad Woman in my heart?
Hurry in for Dunkin's new Bakery Fresh Chicken and Tuna Salad Sandwiches. They're hand-built just for you. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
Think you know more about the Patriots than Paul Perillo?
I don't know anything.
Try him on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com.
I know nothing about anything.
Now, back to the man who knows it all.
We have the best listeners.
Paul Perillo.
Unbelievable how often I get taken out of content. Back here at the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, Andy Hart tells me during the break that the Twitter line with the hashtag PPGS is burning. So we're going to go right to Andy.
Yes, we have a few things we need to update on. One of them from our old friend, and he's old, that's why I call him our old friend. Unfortunately, he's still here. Eric Scalvino, PFW Eric, says, even for a lefty, Palco throws a cumbersome, erratic football. Rookie Ricky Stanzi, KC's backup, looks much smoother and more accurate. So Eric feels apparently the same way the scouts and coaches in the CFL and UFL did, and doesn't think much of Tyler Palco, the starter for the Kansas City Chiefs tonight. More interesting than
PFW's Eric Scalavino predicting a Ricky Stanzi sighting tonight then, based on that.
Possibly. More interesting than that, an old game we used to like to watch, and I believe Doug Flutie was involved and others. Trent Dilfer and Steve Young of ESPN are apparently on the field throwing at the crossbars, playing that game that the backup quarterbacks and quarterbacks sometimes like to play, and apparently doing a decent job at it. The one thing I really liked was, though, while warming up, Steve Young and Dilfer were playing catch, and Young had someone catching passes for him. Dilfer was catching his own, and Steve Young, God forbid, had someone catching for him.
Well, he'd probably break a nail or something. Wow. I'm not a huge Steve Young fan.
Really?
No. I've made that
obviously.
I think abundantly
you hate
clear.
Him.
He's overrated.
He's overrated.
He is.
He's no Drew Bledsoe.
I want to get back to the Ace Ticket Hotline because a lot of our listeners have been holding on for quite some time. I told you I had the opportunity to bump into Warren from the UK Patriots fan club. He says there's a group of about 30 here today. Eric and I bumped into him over at Patriot Place early this afternoon. Warren!
Hey, guys, how are you?
How's everything going out there? You guys getting cold?
No, it's not cold. It's not cold yet. Not yet. We'll be later, but it's gonna, it's a nice chill, but not freezing yet.
Are you taking Tom Brady's advice and getting all lubed up?
Oh, we're always lubed up. You know, our guys on fifth or sixth bottle of beer, you know, most probably a few more by then, before kickoff, We'll be ready.
And you had an opportunity to bump into John Gruden at lunch?
John Gruden, we did that earlier today, yeah. It was, a great experience.
This guy.
He let us try his Super Bowl ring on, got some good photos. So that was, really nice of him, all the ESPN guys. But, it's a great experience being out here. We've got some good friends from America who help us, mainly Paul, and there's Howard, who Paul. But we've got some great people who, look after us, and, I really appreciate it, and we want to give them, a shout-out and a big thanks across, Patriots.com to thank them. We also want to shout-out to our friends back home. We've got Andy and Paul, I know, who listen quite loyally. And also, we got our website, which, there's UKPatriots.com, which is, our website where we all chat. Everyone is welcome from around the world, as well as, a lot more UK fans, if we can find them, to come and join us each year. Because, we're 30 people, and, every year we get new members, and it's great fun.
Are you guys tailgating tonight, or did you guys get dinner?
We're parked in Lot 3. We've had famous spicy meatballs have been going for a few hours. They're, legendary on our road trips, which are great fun. Some wings and hot dogs and stuff, lots of beer, as Paul alluded to earlier. Miller Lite,
That's hopefully. All you need.
Paul just actually ran out the studio door. He's on his way. Meatballs and Miller Lite.
Don't worry. There's a few cars he's got to get through, but, we've got a few.
You throw in some buffalo wings and I'm out of here.
Yeah,
we've got everything.
You don't have enough food to feed him. What jerseys are being represented in the group? I'm always interested in what jerseys people are.
We've got Brady, the obvious one. We've got some Gronks.
Yeah.
We got a few of them got custom made ones as well, with their own names on.
Yep.
We've got a few, all different, different players. I usually wear my tie, Warren, but I left it at home for obvious reasons.
don't diss tie, Warren. He's one of my favorites.
So, it's good.
Okay, before we let you go.
Do you want to hear us a chant from our group?
Yes, I do. Go. Make sure it's clean, though. Whoa. Make sure it's clean.
Chant out for the PFW show. Come on, UK Patriots. We're on the PFW show live.
You want
UK
more?
Patriots.
UK Patriots. UK Patriots. UK Patriots,
UK Patriots, UK Patriots, UK Patriots. So if they hear a noisy group, that's us.
Well done.
Good choreography right there.
We need one more thing from you. We need a photo. You guys got a cell phone or something? Somebody take a picture and email it in.
We're trying to get something through to you.
Yeah, send it in. Matt will get it up on the Facebook page, and you guys enjoy the game tonight.
Yeah,
and we
thank you very much. And I think a few of our guys are coming in tomorrow or Wednesday. Sorry. To buy you guys lunch.
That's even better.
The road trip.
That's even better.
Than you guys,
UK Patriots fan club, best fan club in the world, literally.
No question.
And Twitter, we're at UK Patriots as well. So there's UKPatriots.com and at UK Patriots if they want to follow us on Twitter.
Warren, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Have a good game. Go Patriots.
Enjoy those spicy meatballs.
Absolutely. Let's jump right to one of our other very loyal listeners, Olivier.
Yeah, we will.
In Virginia.
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, maybe
what's going on, my friend?
Andy, you're kidding me. You're the only guy that's tried to speak Spanish with a pseudo-French accent.
It really is amazing, and he hasn't figured out that
You're the only Belgian-Italian who speaks French that I know, so we're on equal footing here.
You know, I'm still in tears last night when you tried to speak Portuguese, and you said, Olash. That was very good. I will never forget that. It was good. Hey, yeah, I'm lubing, unfortunately, not with a bunch of my buddies, but I'm still lubing still. And I heard what Jeff had to say. He's picking up the Chiefs to win. And if...
All right, Olivia, I got to interrupt you real quick. Sorry. Yeah. Got to put you on hold. The inactives are out from realpatriots.com. Patriots inactives are Mallett, Chung, McCourty, Falk, Fletcher, Tarpinian, and Spikes. I think the interesting one there, obviously a couple of them, are Chung, who's still not ready to go, which I think we kind of predicted based on how poorly he warmed up last week based on all the information we had. But also I find it interesting that Kevin Falk, once again, inactive. And that's interesting. I wonder what his issue is, because Bill Belichick said he probably could have played last week in terms of health. And I wonder how this is going to sit with him. We talked about it earlier in the year, that whole Troy Brown, his last season coming off PUP and then not really playing. It's kind of going down that same road with Kevin Falk, despite the early action in his first game back. Okay, go ahead, Olivier.
Do you think that are saving him for the next of the next season, or at least the rest of the season, and even perhaps the playoffs?
No, I don't.
Or maybe not. I'm not sure.
I don't really.
What Frank says that Jeff is picking up the Chiefs to win, and if by any divine intervention this is the case, I'm calling Angry Anthony to fly with me and to camp in the. In the parking lot of the Patriots office, and to demand a meeting with Bill. Would you guys support that?
If they actually lose to Kansas City?
Yes.
You know what? Yeah. I think I can hook you up with that. Although the last time I made such a brazen prediction, it didn't work out so well.
Hopefully we don't get any injuries. And hopefully we use this, I'm not going to say the practice game, because any game is difficult, but hopefully that will help the defense to gel and people to get confidence.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd call it a practice game, but if they don't play well tonight, if they don't play well on both sides of the ball and build some confidence, it's not a good sign.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, so I'm looking for a big win too, Olivier.
Good. Let's hope for a good Monday football game for you guys.
All right, we'll check in with you on Wednesday with PFW in progress. Enjoy the game tonight.
Sounds good. Thanks. See you guys.
Go eat those waffles. All right, real quick, I want to hit to another one of our tailgate clubs. That's Tim from the No Tar Tailgaters. Tim, how you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
I'm doing all right. No, we don't get to tailgate, you know. It's just kind of the name of the show, but we don't actually get to participate. So only okay. We're only doing okay.
We have a bacon-themed tailgate tonight.
A bacon-themed tailgate, Andy. I'm sorry, you're going to have to finish the show.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
How about bacon tater tots?
Oh, tremendous.
And we have the bacon explosion, the bacon bomb.
What is that exactly? Do tell.
That is a carpet of bacon weaved together and then filled with sausage, cheese, and crunchy bacon and rolled up kind of like an ice cream roll.
And kind of like you're going to die.
Yeah, I might not make it up to the 300 level tonight.
Holy crap. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's what we do over here across the street near the woods. That's what we do.
Now, is that why you're called the No Tar Tailgate Club? Because the parking lot's not tarred? Is that the...
That's right. Nothing against Bob Kraft, but we prefer to not tailgate on asphalt. We like the woods. We like the atmosphere over a little further away and... a little more comfortable where the real fans are.
I can understand that. I can understand wanting to feel the ground on you, not the tar. When it's hot, it's hotter. It's cold, it's colder. You want dirt and grass.
Yeah. We got a fire going over here. We sent in a couple pitches to you guys.
Yes, I'm looking at one right now.
Those
are
already
Jets
up. Yep.
Suck T-shirt.
Yeah. We get that. We were it's wearing true. That with pride Thursday night. That was fabulous.
And it's actually true. It's not just a shot at them. It's a fact.
True. Yep. That Deion Branch doing that chant in Fireman's Ed's face was fabulous last week.
No question. And then watching them lay an egg against Tebow wasn't too much worse.
No, that was fabulous too. Way to go, Tim.
Okay, I got to ask you. I see in the picture a number 83 jersey in your crew. Any other jerseys? I see. Is that a what's the one? Somebody's got a white jersey on with a something one.
Yeah, we got an Element jersey.
Oh, nice.
We got a green. We got the law firm's jersey going on. We got Tom. We got Wes Welker here. He's not in the picture, but. And we also have a Teddy Bruschi, an old Teddy Bruschi going on.
Nice. Kind of going the gamut there from Edelman at the bottom to Brady at the top. Yeah. Very impressive.
And I always wear my Belichick hoodie, so.
So have you already, let's get back to the bacon, what did you call it? The bacon?
The bacon bomb. Or the bacon explosion, yeah.
So now do you cut slices of that, or does each person get their own?
No, we actually cut slices off it, kind of like an ice cream roll, so it looks excellent from the side, you know. We're saving that to last. That's right before the walk-in, so, you know.
Right before the walk-in? So the explosion happens a little bit later?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, exactly right.
Could you send a photo of the bacon explosion?
Andy Hart.
Did we?
That's the best. This is what, 10 weeks in, that's the best suggestion you've had.
We'll absolutely send you a photo of that. Yep, we're going to cut into it right now, and we'll send you a photo.
Please do. Maybe a sample, too?
Oh. Yeah.
All right, guys, enjoy the game. Enjoy the bacon explosion even more, because that may be better than the actual game with the based on how the Chiefs are expected to play.
Well, that'll be fine with us. We don't mind a big victory. It'll be fine.
Well, we got one coming for you, so enjoy the night.
All right. Thanks a bunch, guys.
Thanks, Tim. I'm really looking forward to seeing that picture. That's the best suggestion you've had in the 10 weeks.
It wasn't really mine.
Show.
Matt asked for it behind the glass.
Oh, flash. Absolutely.
You've
flash.
Never had one of, or a slice of one?
A
never
bacon
even
bomb?
Heard of it.
Never
a
even
bacon
heard of
explosion?
One.
Yeah.
Never even heard
it's
of
it. It's like
a
Super Bowl
bomb.
Tradition in my apartment. We always make one.
This guy.
They're delicious.
Doesn't make you dumb like you, does it?
it probably does.
Well, certainly if you eat stuff like that, you know, consistently.
While we're on the topic of, what the hell was that?
What the hell?
I started.
He went.
I started laughing, and I had a mic. Cough at the same time.
Yeah, that's Eric's mic, though. That's why it's funny.
What are you going to do?
While we're on the topic,
that's why
of
it's funny because he's fat.
Tailgating items, and Miller Lite was brought up earlier. I've stumbled upon a new favorite Miller Lite type of Miller Lite. I guess it is the new, or they may not be new. The
they're not that new
bottles. But, yeah. The metal bottles. The I think they're what's
they're
16
kind of like
ounces,
an aluminum.
I think. Yeah, yeah, I really like them. Screw-on cap.
It's good for the outdoor barbecues where you don't have to worry about, you know, dropping bottles and having
kids,
a break.
Because you can
kids.
Actually put the top back on if you want, so if it, even if it falls over, it won't spill, and then you take it off when you drink. And it's a little bit more. So if you have two beers, you actually get a little extra. It's three. So when your wife cuts you off,
so
Paul,
it's like a,
you'll be drunker.
So it's like, you know, every short week is a long week.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have two, it's really like two
three.
And a half.
Right.
You know?
It's tremendous. So Kevin, I highly recommend those for tailgating. The Miller Lite metal or aluminum bottles.
I would agree. Kevin, let's get back to the Facebook page and do some updates on our polls. What do we got?
Well, we still have the first one up there. Hang on, let me click.
All right.
He's so useless.
This is what happens when you give me a little message on the side here. It
yeah,
says,
yeah,
take
yeah,
these
yeah.
three, and then we want to do a poll update.
Yeah, whatever. It's,
see, we took the three.
I assume
well,
that
Facebook,
you're ready for
Facebook
it.
Facebook takes forever to update anyway, and I want to get the latest information to you. Jeez. Which injury concerns you most for tonight's game? It looks like Patrick Chung is leading the way by a landslide at 53%. I think that might be one of the highest percentages we've ever had for
they
one
are
of
right.
our polls.
That's a concern. He's involved in the running game. He's involved in the passing game.
And McCourty's second at 25%. That shows you how big the gap is.
And
yeah, I think that's
if
wrong.
Chung doesn't play, it means other guys do, like Ross Ventrone or Sergio Brown, Sterling Moore.
Good friend of the show. Greg Bedard. Every time we mention Greg Bedard, we always have to mention that he's a good friend of the show. I thought made an interesting point on Twitter a moment ago with the linebacker
again,
situation.
Again, you stealing my thunder?
No, this wasn't a PPGS tweet.
Okay.
This was because I don't think Greg is actually listening to the show and putting hashtag PPGS.
Should be.
Maybe we can tell him to do that upstairs. But he made the comment with all the linebackers out. You're missing Tarpinian, Fletcher, Spikes. Guyton is a little bit limited, we know, because the shoulder injury. Dexter McCluster becomes a guy that I think could do some stuff in space tonight.
Sure.
For the Chiefs. And I mentioned that I think it's one of the easiest things for a quarterback to do regardless of skill level is to just throw one up deep for Bo. Well, another pretty easy thing to do is to dump it off to a running back. And if you can get him in space and maybe make some plays, get some cheap yardage, maybe that's another way to kind of extend the running game there.
That's another reason why I want Chung on the field. why I'm not comfortable with those safeties being
around
the football.
See, I think that's a much bigger element of Chung's absence than the deep ball, because Chung's not employed in that.
That's why
he's not. That's not his strength.
He's not good at it. No, well, nobody on the field is good at it. You're going to have four defensive backs on the field. I won't feel comfortable with any one of them deep down the field, Dwayne Bowe.
Well, I'd much rather have Devin McCourty chasing Dwayne Bowe down the field than Patrick Chung.
You could, because he'll be doing the same thing, chasing. That's what he's done all year.
All right, see, now you take it overboard.
You just said chasing.
And I would rather have him in coverage than Chung.
Oh, now it's in coverage. I thought it was chasing.
I don't care. What's the difference?
My point is, Patrick Chung, A, is involved in the running game, B, is involved in the passing game, and C, if he's on the field, someone else isn't. And I don't want those people on the field any more than I have to be. Ross Ventrone played last week, you know.
Yeah, like two plays when What's-His-Face got hurt.
No. But that's my point. If Chung gets hurt, then at least you go to Moore. If Moore's already out there and somebody gets hurt...
See, some of these things they do by choice, too.
What?
You know, like... Who was the guy that got hurt last week? Hedebo for like a play?
Yes, I believe so.
I mean, they could have put Sergio Brown out there. And then you wouldn't be saying, well, Ross Ventrone had a play last week.
To me, same. On defense, Ross Ventrone and Sergio Brown. Sergio Brown, you know my belief, was
so
the worst defensive
Bill
player
Belichick's
I've ever seen.
Personnel decisions then?
No, I think he's decided what I've decided.
So why is Sergio Brown not getting cut? And Ross Ventrone,
I think he's
the
a good special teamer, and they like
him. Going back and forth.
I think they like him on special teams. I think he's a pretty good special teamer.
Ventrone can't do that?
I don't think he's as good, no. I think Sergio Brown is a pretty good special teamer. The problem is when he has to play defense.
I don't want him out there on a regular basis on defense, for sure.
Well,
but
the point
I feel better.
Guys are inactive.
Ventrone and Brown?
No, McCourty and Chung are not playing.
No. No, I was like lost. I was like, we're just talking about safety depth. What happened there?
They have none. That's the end of the road.
But I feel better. I mean, I don't feel great about either one of those guys being on the field, but I feel better if Sergio Brown is out there than Ross Ventrone on defense.
Oh, I don't.
I don't feel great about either one of them being out there.
I've never seen Ross Ventrone fail. I've seen Sergio Brown fail as bad as anyone I've ever seen on a football field.
There's the logic. The backup quarterback theory. I want the new guy.
Oh, yeah.
He can't play. Well, I want him anyway.
No. But I know Sergio Brown can't play. It's been proven. It's fact, not opinion, as Mike Felger likes to say. It's only an opinion that Ross Ventrone can't play. We've never seen him fail. We will if he plays defense. But I know Sergio Brown can't play.
So the plays that he has been able to make, albeit few.
When did he make plays?
Stepping in front of Antonio Gates and picking off a pass.
I think Ross Ventrone can catch a ball that's thrown to him.
You think he could have made that play?
Probably.
No way. No chance.
And I also
over his head.
I don't think Ross Ventrone would flat out miss when he's trying to tackle somebody.
I made Kevin chuckle at that.
I mean, if a guy's running toward him, I think Ross Ventrone could hit him.
What do you think the chances are the Patriots trade Hoyer to the Chiefs at the half for two first rounders?
Zero.
Okay. Max, you got to bring better than that, my friend. That was Max in New Hampshire.
We only got a second for Castle, and he proved he could play.
To say nothing of the trading deadline has passed.
Well, you know, wink, wink, nod, nod, Pioli Bell.
I will do this for George, George Sherry.
Shetty,
he says to give a shout out to the homies in Nebraska. So here's your shout out from the PPGS.
Danny Woodhead fans, I bet, right?
Shadron State.
He's big in North Platte. Big rail yard there, you know.
There you go.
I know a lot about North Platte. Saw a documentary on the rail yard.
Wow. The rail yard.
Hey, Paul, we get a new poll up here.
Oh, no.
Poll?
Was that all your idea? You just think of that yourself and figure I'll let him know that I put a poll up?
Yes.
No, well, Andy
and we do have a photo of the bacon bomb, by the way.
Where is it? How do I get to it?
Well, I don't know if it's been posted yet. It just came into the email
Then open
box.
It on the email. I can see it over here on my screen.
Yeah, it's true. We both can see it. But the
go ahead with
can't.
The new poll.
So anyway.
I don't care.
So it's how many points will the Patriots score on the Chiefs tonight? And we have all the way from a bracket from 0 to 6 all the way up to 35-plus for you to vote on the Facebook page.
35-plus.
35-plus. I'll go with
and
it.
And the bacon thing looks like it's loading.
Thanks.
Very, very,
very
slowly.
It's like we have AOL.
It's like
here.
Mr. Slowski.
And all I see is aluminum foil. I don't see any bacon.
Yeah,
that's
unfortunate.
Wait for it. Still got half of it to go, Andy.
I've never been so excited to see meat.
Oh, boy.
Easy, Eric.
I feel like Eric.
Wait, I don't see anything, really.
Yeah, I can't really tell what's going on here, but...
This is like when you're a little kid trying to watch porn. I think I saw a nipple when it was
all
scrambled.
This is when everybody's... You got to stop moving around because you get in the right spot.
This is a big photo. We're just seeing the edge of a pan.
Yeah, I think once this...
Make it full window?
Is this good radio?
No, I think once it loads in completely, it's gonna change. Oh. But it doesn't really make for great radio, I agree. So I think over 35 points. What do you think?
I don't think there's any question. If they score less than 25, whew, not good.
And I also think not only that, but I think fewer than 15 on the other side.
Right.
Blowout.
Any more or less of those two numbers, and you don't feel very good about the victory. Right, I know it's a win, and Bill will say it's good to get a win, and you know, it was hard fought.
It's always tough when you go against a guy like Rack. But, you know, a lot of respect for those guys.
I look at it different. Oh, I have a lot of respect for Rack. Oh, my God.
It's looking pretty good. It's looking pretty
good. It looks
good.
Like a meatloaf, kind of, but made out of bacon.
Yeah.
And you can we smother ours with barbecue sauce on the outside.
Well, that's what it looks like, some barbecue sauce on there. That's pretty interesting.
I think if you ate the whole thing, you would literally just die on the spot.
I think that you would immediately go into cardiac arrest. Like, on the spot.
He wasn't able to do it.
I'm the guy for that job, by the way. If you need someone, if you're efforting to find someone who can put that one away, that
looking
would be
at you, it looks like
Paul
you could
Perillo
go
the Super Bowl party.
In cardiac arrest right now, regardless of the bacon. I mean,
if I made it through that basketball game that I played in last Thursday, I think I'm all right.
Okay, what
we
do you
only
got?
We only had six guys. I needed to play a lot more than I was anticipating. But anyway, the Ace Ticket Hotline is wide open. The emails continue to come in. What else we got? We're going to talk to Eric a little bit later. Although he won't be by, but we'll just talk to him.
That'll be thrilling as usual.
Kevin, let's take a quick break because we're a little bit behind on those and we probably should pay some bills.
Your business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day. With plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Horizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Braves! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help. I'll just take this with you already.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Braves!
Indeed, go Pats. With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Hey guys, pumpkin coffee is back at Dunkin' Donuts.
Awesome. But what's with the guy behind you playing the timpani drum?
It's a big deal. Dunkin's pumpkin coffee is back for fall.
So you hired him to play every time you say pumpkin coffee?
And when I say something smart in a meeting.
This is big. Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for a hotter iced pumpkin coffee before it's gone. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Guys, I think the lady at Dunkin' Donuts is totally into me.
Why is that?
She made a delicious chicken salad sandwich just for me with celery and herbs on an oven-toasted croissant.
Yeah, they definitely do that for everyone.
Can I just enjoy this moment with Dunkin' Chicken Salad Woman in my heart?
Hurry in for Dunkin's new bakery-fresh chicken and tuna salad sandwiches. They're hand-built just for you. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of intriguing, right?
Yeah.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Planning a tailgate party of your own for this week's Patriots game? We want to hear from you. Tune in to the Patriots pregame social before every Patriots game and be part of the show. Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. The Patriots pregame social, live every game on the Patriots Facebook page.
Back at the JetBlue Patriots pregame social here inside the Subway Fresh broadcast studios. Andy, again, has been monitoring during the break the Twitter feed. And what have you come up with, Andy?
Well, I've come up with the fact that I'm sure all fans have a friend who's a little bit awkward and makes them uncomfortable and says things trying to be cool when he's really not cool. Well, we have the same thing on Twitter. And Ask PFW Eric just sent out a tweet that makes us feel that way. And it says, Nico Suave Koutavidis getting his stretch on right now. Are you freaking kidding me?
Oh, boy. He's ours. It's nothing we could do
about
it now.
Not by my choice.
Nothing we could do about it now.
Fire him.
I think that horse has left the barn.
Ship has sailed. It's unfortunate.
Let's get back to the emails real quick. Matt in San Diego says, Andy and Portly Paul. I had never really heard of Tyler Palco till a few weeks ago. Till a week ago. I just did a little research and found out that he was cut by a UFL team with a losing record in 2009. Doesn't sound good for this guy. Is it fair to say that all three quarterbacks on the Patriots are better than this guy? Wilson Hart power index for life.
Nice.
I think that is fair to say. What do you think?
I think it's fair to say, too. Well, I also don't think he's the best backup quarterback on his team. I kind of liked Ricky Stanzi coming out. And
Ricky
Stanzi,
I think, is going to be a good game manager someday.
If he were a little more seasoned, I don't know why they're not comfortable with him playing. To me, he's better. And you'll see him over the next, whatever it is, 5 weeks. Now that Castle's on IR, you will not see Tyler Palco finish this season. You will see Ricky Stanzi get his chance, and I think you'll see a better, more traditional quarterback.
PFW's Eric Scalavino is predicting that Tyler Palco won't finish this game.
Wow.
Let alone the
ESPN
season.
Must love this. If in the third quarter it's Brian Hoyer versus Tyler Palco.
Well, I think at least if Hoyer played, it might offer a little, you know, something different. You might see, you know, a chance to see. I mean, maybe it'd be more interest to just Patriots fans as opposed to the nation.
Robert's finishing up on the Gruden bus on the ESPN Monday Night Countdown show.
A little bit out of the norm for him with his jacket too. That's not a Robert-like jacket.
And a little bit out of the norm for Gruden to be talking to an owner, no?
Absolutely.
Especially an owner who some have speculated liked Gruden. Some being Fred Kirsch.
Is that what you're going with now?
I'm just saying.
See, now that's the kind of
Fred
stuff.
Fred Kirsch once predicted that John Gruden would be the next head coach of the New
England
Patriots.
That's the kind of stuff.
I'm just saying.
I'm just telling you. That's the kind of stuff the wise guys in Vegas pick up when they listen to the various shows here on Patriots.com radio, whether it be PFW in Progress or the JetBlue Patriots pregame social. That's the kind of tidbit you get, because you are absolutely right, Mr. Hart. That is a guy that one Fred Kirsch has often predicted to be the next head coach of the Patriots if and when the day comes that Bill Belichick decides that he's had enough.
And he's on a bus alone with Robert Kraft. Well, there might be a cameraman, but pretty much alone.
I want to get back to the Ace Ticket Hotline, because our buddy John in L.A. is chiming in. He's one of our favorites, so we'll go to him right away. John, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
I'm all right.
Tremendous.
I can't say great. We have about 12 hours of work ahead of us. I'm doing all right.
I got a turkey and a lemon meringue pie on the horizon a couple days away. I'm doing great.
Oh, I can't wait for Thanksgiving. I love that.
Lemon meringue pie. All right. Interesting.
Whoa. That sounded a little condescending. Lemon meringue pie
playing the role of Brooklyn Matt tonight is John in L.A.
Lemon meringue pie is one of the best foods on the planet. It would be in my top three.
I don't disagree. Okay. I usually think like pecan pie, pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie is the most overrated pie and dessert in the history of the world. Pumpkin pie is the Sergio Brown of pies.
That's good. Okay, so here's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering what you guys think about this report about the bruised bone near Brady's elbow. Is that legit? And if it is, to me, that's sort of a relief.
Yeah, I mean, I think it gives you reason, potentially, for why he's one-hopping throws and throwing these flutterers and different things. But I don't know whether that report is accurate or not. I have not heard that specific thing. The main speculation has been tendonitis, based on the band that he's wearing and the way he's played and thrown. And that's fine. You know, whether it's tendonitis caused by a bone bruise or whatever it is, I just think it's a minor injury that, you know, a lot of these experts say he'll work his way through, and it gives you a reason for why he's been a little bit off at times, maybe.
Yeah, no, I mean, I definitely agree with you. I like the fact that it's less worrisome because we know there is some minor injury, but I'm encouraged, not because it explains the inconsistency, but because it's not something worse.
Right, yeah, it's certainly not. Now, the one issue is, I guess if it's just tendonitis, there are some people that have major tendonitis problems over that go longer term. Now,
footsies.
What's that?
Easy.
Footsies.
Easy. No, I don't think he'll ever not play because of it, but if
right.
it affects his accuracy,
yeah.
that's a negative long term if
and
he
it
has to deal with it.
And it has affected his accuracy at times.
Certainly.
I don't think there's any
Certainly.
Doubt about that.
But I mean,
I don't think any of us have any doubt about that ever since Paul told us about his fastball when you had elbow problems. It was not about the speed. It was about the
not about velocity. It's about accuracy. I'm telling you.
Says the guy who never threw over 72.
And as I mentioned, I think this was one of the days. You know, one of the many days that you took off.
Because my grandmother died. I'm sorry. Apparently, relatives aren't allowed to die anymore on this.
Remind
show.
Me to give you an update on that, by the way.
Did Bill bench you because of that, Andy?
I'm not surprised, but I had to swagger back into PFW in Progress and make it interesting again. Kind of like Richard Seymour.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Is that what you had to do? Is that what you had to do?
Yep.
Yeah. The numbers would indicate that's inaccurate.
There's no daily numbers, you moron.
What kind of draft pick would we get if we had to trade Andy because he was mad about being benched for his grandmother's memorial?
A number one, obviously.
Right.
I got a number
right,
one
well,
for
I'm
you.
I'm glad my reverse jinx worked last week.
You did it. You did it, John.
You did do it.
You're welcome.
Absolutely.
All right.
All right. Thanks for chiming in. Enjoy the game tonight.
All right.
That's PFW in Progress favorite John in L.A. I mentioned, I think it was one of the shows that you weren't there, and everybody's like, well, he seems like he's got just as much zip on the ball as he always did. And I think that...
Is this where you told the Glory Days baseball story?
No, I said that anybody will tell you
Glory Days.
That when your arm is tired or you're hurting in some way, it doesn't really show up in velocity, it shows up in accuracy. And I did mention that, you know, when I used to jack it up to 82... I could still jack it up to 82 when I was tired. I just couldn't throw it where I wanted to. And I think that's the same with most people.
And that's why, bringing it full circle back to the Chiefs game, Scott Pioli saw you give up a bomb of a home run and dubbed you long ball Paul.
That was a tall tale told by one Scott Pioli, who was actually in attendance one game that I pitched.
And saw you give up a home run over a Marlboro man that was apparently about 75 feet behind
the
outfield wall.
Not true.
That's what he says.
It just made for good radio.
That's what he says, and I'm sticking with it.
It made for good
I believe
banter.
Scott Pioli, everything he says.
Flash, we got any more updates on the Facebook page with the polls? Because if we do, we can get to that, too. That's Matt Flash and LePan.
I see what you did there.
Unlike Eric, I tried not to get too, you know, hip and, you know, contemporary with my references like
while
that.
He's getting that, I'm going to go to...
What do you got on the Twitter feed, Andy?
Icarus1, who says that on the pregame show on ESPN, they said the Pats cannot rush the passer. The Jets sacks were all Sanchez's fault. Do we expect Palco to break 300 yards? I think Sanchez helped the sacks. They certainly weren't all his fault. They
did the best job all year
of getting the edge, of both Anderson and Carter getting the edge.
See, the thing about it is, on the same plays, this is where I sort of agree with that analysis by ESPN, and I disagree. The same exact pressure against Tom Brady probably results in one sack.
Sure.
But I also agree with what you just said. Mark Anderson and Andre Carter got a step consistently all night long. And part of the reason for that was a really moronic game plan by Brian Schottenheimer to insist on having Mulligan trying to block Andre Carter.
Sure.
A backup tight end, Jag, that's not good sound football. You know, you at some point you got to say, this guy's killing us. I got to put, you know, and he did beat Ferguson too, but I think that kind of wide outside pressure, that's ice cream for Tom Brady. Unless the guy's coming clean, Brady's just going to step up and throw the football. Whereas you put it earlier, Sanchez sort of put the ball down, looked around, and waited to get sacked. I think Tom Brady gets sacked one time in that game.
Probably.
Maybe two.
Okay, Flash.
All right, well, it was how many points will the Patriots score on the Chiefs' defense? Heavy favorite is 35-plus, has 36%. And what kind of shocked me, 4% saying 0 to 6 points.
That's just people effing with you.
Yeah, that's just
people being mean.
That's just being a jackass.
Yeah, that's just people screwing around.
That's being a jackass.
That's what I think. Do we have a new poll that we're ready to throw up there before the end of the show or no?
Yep, we'll get one up in a minute.
All right, so we'll check back in with Matt with that. I think we have Eric Scalavino is going to be calling in shortly. So
I look forward to that based on his tweets out of the press box where he's basically just broken down the inactives for both teams and made a tweet about each individual guy rather than saying it all at once.
I do want to, at this time, I have made an arbitrary decision, Andy. I've made an executive decision.
Arbitrary or executive?
Yeah, executive was the word I was looking for. I don't know why you have to pick nits with every single thing that I say.
Because I'm passionate about nits.
Okay. I like that. That's two good things you said today.
Okay,
that's two good things. Because as we do every week late in the show, we have an autotrader.com emailer of the week. I've picked it. And this week's winner is going to get a $100 gift card from the Patriots Pro Shop, courtesy of autotrader.com. And that is Travis in Collierville, Tennessee. Is that near your sister from Tennessee?
Yeah, Nashville, Knoxville. Knoxville.
Okay. Well, I have a little bit of a sentimental side, and this is why I picked this email.
You lost your virginity in Collierville, Tennessee?
No. Watching the game, see, this you can take it to such an ugly place, and this is a beautiful thing. He's watching the game at the Baptist Women's Hospital in Memphis, celebrating the birth of our second beautiful daughter and the newest Patriots fan, Go Pats.
Why did I take it to a dirty place? How do you think he got a daughter? He took it to a dirty place.
But really, the conception of a child has to be dirty
to
you?
No, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
I'm sorry you had a daughter. Believe me, I know. 2 years.
Leave it to Andy Hart to be, you know.
2 years in.
As
way more
Ryan
work
would
than
say.
A boy. 2 years in. I'm already regretting it. I'll be happy when I'm 90 and she's taking care of me, but I got about 70 years of pain and suffering.
So, Matt,
going.
You can check out Travis. He's our guy for our autotrader.com email of the week. And did you know that autotrader.com has brand spanking new cars? You do now. Compare new cars and even special offers side by side so you can find the perfect deal on the one car your head and heart agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace. Congratulations to Travis, both on the arrival of your new daughter and soon the arrival of a $100 gift card.
Woo-ee!
Courtesy of the Patriots
Maybe
Pro Shop.
Maybe he can get something for the baby.
Absolutely.
Dress her up all Patriots nice for the late season
onesie.
Games. Yeah, onesies. They got bottles out there. They got all kinds of stuff in the Pro Shop for babies. Congratulations.
Okay, we are heading down the home stretch of the Patriots pregame social. I want to get a quick reset here, take a quick break before we touch base with PFW's Eric Scalavino, and let's do that right now.
Your business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Horizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Braves! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Braves!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this with you already.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Braves!
Indeed, go Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit card.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochette. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Hey guys, pumpkin coffee is back at Dunkin' Donuts.
Awesome. But what's with the guy behind you playing the timpani drum?
It's a big deal. Dunkin's pumpkin coffee is back for fall.
So you hired him to play every time you say pumpkin coffee?
And when I say something smart in a meeting.
This is big. Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for a hotter iced pumpkin coffee before it's gone. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Guys, I think the lady at Dunkin' Donuts is totally into me.
Why is that?
She made a delicious chicken salad sandwich just for me with celery and herbs on an oven-toasted croissant.
Yeah, they definitely do that for everyone.
Can I just enjoy this moment with Dunkin' Chicken Salad Woman in my heart?
Hurry in for Dunkin's new bakery fresh chicken and tuna salad sandwiches. They're hand-built just for you. America runs on Dunkin'. Price of participation may vary.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
So what do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature, isn't it?
Right? Yeah.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
This is Patriot defensive end Sean Ellis, and I get ready for every game with Paul Perello and Andy Hart on the Patriots pregame social, live on the Patriots Facebook page.
Thank you, Sean.
Back where you been?
Jets Blue Patriots pregame social here inside the Subway Fresh broadcast studios. Andy Hart, Paul Perillo, taking you down the home stretch as we prepare for the Monday Nighter with the Kansas City Chiefs, a game that Andy and I both agree will not be close. We think the Patriots are going to win big.
Adam Teicher,
our guest tonight from the Kansas City Star, agrees, and Vegas agrees. Jeff and
fans agree. Seems like everybody not taking this game all that seriously. But you know why it is a serious thing?
Why?
Because there is a major streak on the line.
There is, and I'm glad that you brought this up because we both talked about it before the show, and it's, I think, one of the most interesting little factoids that I've heard in a long time.
We all know that people that come from the University of Miami are very proud.
Duh, you! They sound like, duh, idiots!
The beauty of Bill Belichick.
Duh, you!
An alum of that school has scored a touchdown in 149 straight weeks, Paul? Was that the number?
I forget the actual number.
It's a really big number, 140-something, I believe. And that streak is on the line tonight because up until now, from Thursday through Sunday, no member of DAU, probably just another example of how the school has fallen of recently and not producing quite the same talent, did not reach the end zone. So it's up to two players tonight to continue the streak. Of course, those two players happen to be defensive linemen. Vince Wilfork and Alan Bailey will have the entire history. 149 scoring streak, touchdown. 149 straight games, a hurricane has found the end zone. Maybe Vince Wilfork? I watched B.J. Raji score this weekend in the goal line package for the Packers. Maybe Bill Belichick? We know, and it's been brought up by people on Twitter, we know he's aware of history and streaks and things of that nature. Could he put Vince in on the goal line? Or do we just expect Vince to do another pick and make it a pick six, find the end zone? Or does Alan Bailey pick up a fumble and run it in?
Certainly Vince has a better chance of doing it than anybody on the Chiefs. And I mean anybody.
You think Vince Wilfork has a better chance of scoring than anybody on the Chiefs?
Dwayne Bowe.
Jackie Battle, Dexter McCluster, Brandon Flowers.
I can only.
You notice I list the same five guys. They're the only guys I know on the Chiefs.
Yeah, I have noticed that. And again, we talked about the Patriots inactives earlier. Chiefs are going to be without Glenn Dorsey and starting safety John McGraw, which, you know, for a team that's a little bit banged up in the secondary to begin with, missing a safety.
Tim's
brother? Having two corners in Brandon Carr and Brandon Flowers. They're both good players, but obviously banged up.
Are we buying the Ocho Cinco breakout night tonight? A theory promoted by Ocho Cinco?
Yeah, I mean,
good team bonding on Friday night. They went down to the Kanye.
He drove, evidently, right?
Didn't let anybody drink. And I didn't really understand it. Deion Branch tweeted that he was riding with Ocho tonight. So I'm 70 y cuatro tonight. Isn't that 74? His number is 84. So he was 74 for the night? He was Kyle Love?
Oh, yeah. Well, Kyle Love was there, too. I saw him
tweeting. I'm pretty sure Branch is the one who tweeted. Maybe Love did. But I know on Saturday, very entertaining locker room where Ocho Cinco kissed a reporter, Kevin Walsh, and kind of talked to
guys. That would have made me extremely uncomfortable.
And joked off the record, which means I'm probably not supposed to talk about it, but I wasn't there. So joked that he wanted to talk to reporters Tuesday night. He was going to take them all out for dinner because he was going to have a big breakout Monday night performance. And he's more comfortable talking over dinner rather than the locker room.
Well, I can.
We buying?
I can understand that. And if he wants to take me out to dinner, I'm sure. I'm
that's actually a joke, Fred, because he was inviting people that were there because he said those were the diehard hardcore reporters because it was a Saturday. And Fred goes, "Oh, Paul, tell him he was there for a free meal."
I wasn't there.
I know.
Our own Matt LaPan was.
Flash was there, and Eric was there. I saw them both in the paper.
Yes, and Matt LaPan was like, "Free food? What? What? Yeah, I was there. I was there. Yep. You got a steak bomb? No,
bacon.
Bacon
bomb.
Explosion."
Well, he called it a bomb.
Not even close.
Let's get to this email before Eric calls.
I will. Before I do that, just funny. Rap Sheet evidently heard a little of the interview with Robert Kraft with John Gruden. Evidently, Mr. Kraft gave a little needle to John Gruden about the Tuck rule. So,
what did he say?
I don't. Just says, you know.
Robert Kraft gave a little needle
about the Tuck rule.
Okay, good.
You know, it's only 140 characters. Not really able to get into much detail. The email that Andy Hart was clamoring for me to read is from Cavern in Gainesville, and he says, my dad, who got his introduction tonight to Andy for the first time, loves the show.
I love your dad.
The show. He's not a big fan of pro football, primarily because the Cowboys suck and he lives in Texas. He's so interested to get more from PFW and Andy that he spent a week reading my old PFWs. I'm thinking of buying him a subscription for Christmas, and it makes the perfect Christmas gift.
It's easy. You call Carol Hardy, she'll send them a card, and the subscription's on the way.
And you'll have it by 2013. Thanks for the PPGS and bringing my dad and I even closer. He now understands why I'm so crazy about this team.
My pleasure.
Hoping for a big Patriots win tonight, and the last time I was able to watch a game with my family was last Thanksgiving, and we won an exciting game. Happy Thanksgiving to your families and to Patriots Nation. Cavern, right back at you. Cavern's dad, right back at you. And even for Andy Hart, even though you're giving Andy Hart love, and I don't like that, thanks for
I love you, man.
The nonsense that Andy brings. He works hard to bring that nonsense, and
I do.
Nice to see it go rewarded.
I need to jump on a Twitter feed from Megatron_. He wanted me to retweet this to Pat's Nation. Price will never be a factor until Branch Ocho West is gone next season. Enough with him. Is that the point?
The price is wrong, bitch.
Is because we've had Taylor Price
West
question.
Who?
I mean, but even regardless of who's gone, is there zero chance that Taylor Price is a factor this year at any point?
I think there is, and I'll tell you why. I think that this stretch of games is going to give it some opportunities. I think there's going to be a little bit less pressure on.
But garbage time, you mean? Or?
No. Oh. I think there's an opportunity that, you know, you win. Listen, if you could take care of business the next couple of weeks and you can get into December, you know, with a two-game, they have a two-game lead if they win tonight over both the Jets and the Bills.
The stone that is the Bills.
They're playing each other next week. So the loser of that game would be three games behind, more than likely. You know, probably putting the cart before the horse. The Patriots would have to beat the Eagles. That's not going to be an easy game next week. But my point being, if they can take care of business and get into December, I think it allows you a chance to say, hey, I know that Taylor Price might make some mistakes with his assignments and whatnot, but let's get him on the field and see if we can establish something with Tom Brady. If you do, you might catch lightning in a bottle and be able to use this guy moving forward. If you don't, then maybe you have to make some decisions about next year. I don't agree with Wes. I understand the Ocho and the Deion Branch part of that equation. I think those guys are diminishing. I think they will not be part of the Patriots next season. I don't know how you feel about that. I'm all but certain that Branch won't be. Ocho is still under contract. I'm not sure he'll be back. I think they need to move on. I think they need to find some more speed, and I think you need to address it in the draft and maybe even in free agency as well. But how do you feel about it?
Some of it will depend on Ocho. If he's back or not. And, I mean, say he has a breakout game tonight, and say he has a, I mean, it's not totally outside the realm of possibility, is it, that he has a decent final seven games?
Bill!
I mean, there's a possibility.
I can't just eliminate a possibility. No.
Right. So some of it'll have to do with that. But
do I think? No.
I think Branch is probably gone. So if Branch is gone, and Ocho is either gone or still a question, you gotta develop somebody. And we know how much I love Price, so. I won't close the door on Price.
All right, let's check in with Rico Suave up in the press box. Eric, how are you?
He's going to push out.
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
You got your hair greased back, Rico?
We've been calling him that. Well, and by we, I mean me. Since he came back to New England. So get used to it.
Well, we've been making fun of you, and by we, I mean we. Both of us have been making fun of you for it.
Yeah. Oh, I know. The listeners have been letting me know.
Always rat us out. That's the way it is. But I'm okay with that. We're a big family. More importantly, biggest observation so far out of pregame warmups, and I'm going to guess it has to do with a certain left-handed quarterback and his inability to throw.
Well, yeah, it was very awkward, very unorthodox, even for a left-handed quarterback, as Paul Perillo once was one knows.
Worse than Tebow?
Yeah. Maybe not worse, but almost equivalent.
Wow.
It's very awkward throwing motion. He doesn't step into his throws.
I want to update my prediction for the score. It's 38-0.
Very bizarre looking. And their backup is a rookie, Ricky Stanzi, and he looks actually very smooth. And very accurate in pregame warmups. Looked like the better quarterback, even though he's only a rookie. And Palko's a 28-year-old first-year player.
Well, we made the bold prediction that regardless of tonight, whatever happens, that with Castle on IR, there's a very good chance you're going to see Ricky Stanzi get some playing time. I'm not sure exactly why they don't feel he's ready or why he's three, but there's a good chance that down the stretch here, you're probably going to see him.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all, especially if things don't go well early for Palko. And you know, there's an opportunity for him maybe to do something because, as you guys I'm sure have already talked about, no Patrick Chung at safety tonight, no Devin McCourty at corner. So that means, I'm assuming that Sterling Moore is going to get his second start in a row next to James Ahedebo. And, Antoine Molden, I will assume, will start at the, left corner where Devin McCourty usually is. So, you know, if there's any area that they can exploit, it might be that, you know, for Palko to try to maybe throw to Dwayne Bowe. Jonathan Baldwin makes some plays down the field, but if he can't do that, then forget about it. Yeah, I think we'll see Stanzi at some point this game.
Well, that's sort of our theory, is maybe their best opportunity is just chuck it down the field to Bowe as many times as they can and hope that, you know, two or three of them turn into 70-yard plays.
That's been my theory all week.
But other than that, you know, I felt a little better about Jackie Battle earlier in the week when Bill compared him to Peyton Hillis. I didn't feel quite as good when we talked to Adam Teicher from Kansas City, and he kind of downplayed him as a Jag. So basically said he's a complimentary committee back type guy and certainly not a guy that's going to carry an offense. So I don't feel as good about their chances of, you know, running the ball 40 times, including 25 or 30 from him. So we've decided that this is going to be a blowout and not that exciting of a football game.
Yeah, I kind of am getting that feeling too. I mean, I have never seen a quarterback come out as early as Palko was to warm up, and he was with quarterback's coach Jim Zorn, just having Zorn sort of mimic running pass patterns downfield, almost like Palko was new to the offense. It was kind of bizarre, but he was out here a good 2.5 hours before kickoff, and he spent about 45 minutes throwing the football to Zorn, trying to get into a rhythm, and then Stanzi came out shortly after that and started throwing to receivers. But yeah, my guess is they're going to try to take the approach of just try to chuck it down the field and see what happens. And, you know, New England's defense is pretty hurting. They're going to be without not two, but three linebackers tonight, because Spikes and Fletcher we knew were going to be out, but Jeff Tarpinian has some sort of illness that's kept him out, limited in practice all week, and he's not going to be playing tonight. So, there are some areas where the Chiefs' offense, if they, you know, are able to execute, could take advantage. But, the way New England's defense played last week, they might be turning things around. I'm interested to see how they react coming off a big win last week in New York.
I assume you've seen some old home week kind of introductions on the field with all the former Patriots coaches and personnel people on the Chiefs.
Yeah, yeah. Between players, former players who are now on the KC staff, former executives, Bill and some of his former proteges here. It's been a love fest all over the field. Brian Waters was out early warming up. He had a little handshake and some kind words, it seemed like, for Pioli. Anthony Pleasant and Otis Smith are on the KC staff. They were out here glad-handing with Bill earlier. Former Patriot and former Chiefs corner Ty Law and Troy Brown were out here chewing the fat for a while. So, yeah, it has the feel of like a homecoming game, except we're missing one of the biggest components to that in quarterback Matt Castle, which is kind of a disappointment. That would have been a great storyline for this game, which otherwise is turning into what seems like a blowout kind of game.
You know how homecoming turns out for most schools other than Tufts University. You blow the opponent out who's visiting your team because you schedule
band,
a cupcake.
The band gets tired because it's homecoming day and they have to do too many push-ups.
Well, today it could be the end zone militia that runs out of gunpowder. Mm-hmm.
Hey, speaking of homecoming, did you guys hear from the UK Patriots who were in town for the game today?
We did,
but they were overshadowed by another group of fans tonight who introduced us to something called the Bacon Explosion. And we've been talking primarily about that, which is some sort of cheese and sausage-based loaf that is wrapped with bacon and has bacon inside, and then you slice it up, and it's just all bacon.
Brilliant! Brilliant!
And I'm guessing it's called that because if you, Andy Hart, would eat it, you would have an explosion shortly thereafter.
No dibbity question. Doubt about it.
Now, did they give you some to sample?
No, they sent a photo, which is the worst. Talk about teas. Bacon teas.
Oh, man. Seriously.
All right, Eric, we'll check in with you. We're almost at the end of the show here. We'll check in with you shortly upstairs. What's the food spread like? Anything we can partake
bacon explosion?
In?
You know what? Paul,
getting a thumbs down from Flash.
I don't know what they serve tonight because after our excursion to Five Guys, I'm a little stuffed, so I haven't been down to check it out. But
I did tell Andy that you not only got a burger, but you had a hot dog too, which is quite impressive for little itty-bitty Eric.
Whole bunch of fries too. It was delicious.
All right, we'll
but
see.
There is cornbread in the house, Paul, so I'm guessing there's some sort of barbecue chicken type thing going on.
All right, we'll see you in a little bit. Thanks for checking in.
All right, guys.
Let's see.
News, Paul?
What do you got?
I said ready for some real breaking news.
Breaking news?
Steak tips and pasta.
Steak Ooh. Tips and pasta. Well, might be able
Works
to get,
for Andy.
Might be able to squeeze something in before the show, before the game, rather. Before we wrap this one up, let's get to some emails here.
Is this one going to praise me, too? Otherwise, we don't need to.
A little bit.
Okay, go ahead.
Scott in Leeds, England, where the game ends at 5 a.m., by the way. So that's some loyalty.
Really, what do these people do? Like, do they not go to work? Do they go to work tired? That intrigues me.
I wouldn't stay up until 5 a.m. to watch a Northeastern game, Andy.
No, but I'm honestly intrigued by this. There's a large group of these people we get to know on Twitter or PFW Progress.
How they go about their lives.
How do you go about your life? Because I'm bitching when I'm going to get home between 5 and 6 a.m. We'll sleep for a little bit, come back to do our TV show.
The game will be over, and we'll be home at that same time.
I have to do this. These people choose to do this. That's amazing loyalty.
It is.
Amazing.
It's impressive.
And I want to know, how do you really get through it? Do you skip work? Do you call in sick a bunch of these times a year? Or do you just, 10 5-hour energies to get you through?
I mean, I suppose you don't have to do it that often, though. It's probably just for the night games.
It's actually, I'm not even right. mad.
Well, some areas of the country, even a 1 o'clock, like the guys in Australia.
Was G'day, it, mate.
James.
Right.
In Brisbane.
Chiba.
Yeah, some of those people, they deal with it on a weekly basis, but England,
that's passion.
That's
dedication.
It is. Scott says he just wants to say, and he knows it's been done, but I watched the movie today, that Shane Falco can't beat us. Do you know who Shane Falco is?
No.
It's the replacements quarterback.
Oh.
That was played by Keanu Reeves.
Oh, yeah.
Who, by the way, was lefty.
You know what they say about lefties.
Can't play.
Suck.
45-10 Patriots roll. PPGS is the best idea you've had in ages. Hashtag just saying. You guys all rock. Normally, I'd single Andy out as being the best, but I'm going to need another Star Wars-type argument before I give out such lofty praise again. That's Scott in Leeds. So I told you had a little bit more love coming.
According to Albert Breer
of
NFLN, Tom Brady ran out onto the field and got a bear hug from a number of former teammates and Chiefs assistant O.T.I.S. Smith.
Yeah, Anthony Pleasant on that staff, too.
He is indeed.
One of my favorites.
Rack's one of my favorites.
Isn't Vrabel on
Rack.
That staff
love,
as well?
Love
no,
him.
He's
no,
at, Ohio State.
At Ohio State.
He'll soon be unemployed when Urban Meyer takes that job and probably cleans house.
You don't think he'll keep him?
He might. I don't know. With the Bill connection. That's a good idea. Maybe he'll keep him because Bill says keep him.
Now, Bill.
I can't do like
because if I laugh, I start to cough. If I laugh, it makes me cough. But I haven't really coughed the whole show except for when I've laughed.
You spit all over the mic that one time. Wasn't even really a cough.
You're trying to suppress it.
How come I never hear this on real radio? I listen to a lot of radio. I've never heard a host go,
because people call in sick when they're sick. We don't have that luxury.
Well, have you been sick for 2 months?
3.5 weeks.
Jesus.
I'm guessing I have pneumonia because that's what my wife has.
I'm guessing you are a bit of a...
John in L.A., who we heard from earlier, says that Gruden was sitting there with Robert Kraft, big grin on his face. He didn't just say big grin. He had an adjective to describe the grin, but we're not going to get into that.
Was it poop eating?
Yes. Listening to Robert talk about how it felt when we won the Super Bowl in 2001 with a kick going through the uprights, Gruden sitting there, smiling on camera, knowing his team had a shot, if not for a little-known, little-called rule in the swirling snow. Hilarious. By the way, Scott says, you go to bed early, you get up before the game, watch it, then grab another few hours, or man up and down several Red Bulls. Anything for the Patriots.
Kind of like what I used to do for Saturday Night Main Event wrestling on NBC back in the day. You'd have to set my alarm.
That's so cute. You needed to set
Started at 11:30, and I was like 7.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Want to watch wrestling?
Well, you were a loser. A big wrestling fan?
You were a loser at a
very young age.
Well,
that was in the day that you only got legitimate matches on TV on Saturday night's main event. All the other matches were just scrub versus star. If you wanted star versus star, the whole Zeus Saturday reign when Zeus and Hogan were going at it, that's all Saturday night's main event. Right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, a little before my time, but...
Screw you. I'm not as old as him.
Wow.
Sleep when you're dead.
How did that feel, by the way?
God save the Patriots. That's another person.
How did that feel, by the way, to have someone say that's a little before my time?
Oh, lots of them are students, so they don't need to get up. It was another answer to Patriots fans over in the UK. Good to know. We'll be skipping classes at, what do they call it there? University or something?
At university. We are winding down here, obviously, getting ready for the Monday Nighter here at Gillette Stadium. Before we go, I do want to give a special thank you. Matt wrote this out for me, so I want to say it exactly how Matt got it so I don't mess it up.
But it's hard to tell when you're reading. It's so natural.
And it's really hard to tell that I'm not trying to fool anybody.
No, the first time you did, because you led into it, and then all of a sudden you went from, well, you know what, we've got this the chat over on Facebook. And then it says here that you could possibly have more entire blah, blah, blah. Very interesting the first time.
What are you talking? This is a whole different thing.
I know, your first read of the night.
This is my first read right here. I'm reading it right now.
He's lying.
Do you want to read this?
You didn't read the thing about the online chat on Facebook, new technology?
I didn't read anything for that.
Lying.
Okay.
He lies.
This is the first read. The chat thing was something that Matt told me about.
You didn't read it?
It's right here.
I know, that's where you read it from.
No, this is not the words that I said. You can go back and look at it if you'd like.
I'm not buying it.
But anyway, a special thank you to the Patriots Fan Club of North Carolina, because after appearing on the pregame social last week, was it last week or 2 weeks ago? I forget. They had a food drive that raised over 3,100 pounds of food for a food pantry in North Raleigh Ministries. Congratulations
snack.
To Todd and the rest of the club. So I do want to give them...
That's the Triangle Club, right?
Yeah. I want to give them credit for that, because that's some great work. It's not just all about bacon bombs and Miller Lights.
That is not the Triangle Club.
That is not the
Triangle Club. It's not the Triangle Club.
They were 2 weeks ago there, the New England Patriots Fan Club of North Carolina. Triangle Club is also in North Carolina, though.
Oh,
but not the same.
That's a competing club.
Not the same one. But we're all one here at Patriots Nation. We're all one. So I do want to give a special tip of the hat to the boys down in Raleigh, North Carolina. And evidently it's Todd who gets the congrats from Flash and LePan.
3,100 pounds of food?
Earlier in the show, we got an email from Nick in Illinois who said, you're right about the Tom Brady thing, although his stats don't necessarily back you
up. Stop it. You're right.
But he talked about the nine-game stretch that we talked about on PFW in Progress with Aaron Rodgers. The numbers certainly would indicate that Rodgers' nine-game stretch is it's not foolish to say that that's the best nine-game stretch in recent NFL history. Which is all that Fred and I were saying. We didn't think it was an outrageous statement to say that he's playing better than anyone right now. You did.
And I don't need stats to back mine up. I just think it's ridiculous to say in general.
Right, because you're one of those guys that can't formulate an opinion immediately. You have to wait
people like you call him Baby Jordan.
Yeah.
And the next
I was on the Harold Miner bandwagon at USC. Absolutely.
You guys aren't afraid to be ahead of the curve.
Paul and Andy, this season there have been a few late night games in Switzerland. Is 1 hour past the UK, so I do go into work the same morning after watching the games. I work for a bank and I go to work tired, and a Patriots win
a
makes the day go better with a ton of strong coffee.
Can you imagine all the people that go for like withdrawals and they, this is not what I was supposed to get.
Today will be the same as the game starts at 2:30 a.m. over here. I am looking forward to the normal 1 o'clock start in the U.S. Keep up the good work, Brent, in Switzerland. Good news, Brent, because three of the last four games are scheduled to start at 1 o'clock.
And you owe Peyton Manning a thank you for having neck surgery and getting that Colts game moved to 1 o'clock.
And the Christmas Eve game against Miami will definitely be at 1 o'clock. And the last game against Buffalo now does not stand much of a chance of getting moved, I don't think, with the Bills sinking like stone, as Andy Hart said earlier. Correct?
True that. True that.
Blowout win prediction for Andy Hart?
Yes. Blowout win prediction, assuming the always, as long as Tom Brady's healthy.
Blowout win prediction, whether Tom Brady's healthy or not, for Paul Perillo. And that's going to put a wrap on yet another edition, a Monday night edition.
I can't wait to see Ricky Stanzi.
Of the JetBlue Patriots pregame social. We'll see you next week.
This has been the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Now it's game time as the Patriots take on the Kansas City Chiefs on Monday Night Football.
Sanchez awaiting the snap. He's got it. Drops back. Stands at the goal line. Looks. Fires over the middle. Intercepted! At the 10, at the 5. Touchdown! Ninkovich. Patriots, Rob Ninkovich!
Be sure to tune into Patriots.com radio all week long for recaps and reaction to this week's game.
Snap to Brady. They pick up the blitz. Back to throw. Fires downfield. Open up to Cinco. At the 40. At the 35. At the 30. To the 25. To the 20. Inside the 20. To the 17. 16-yard line. Chad Ochocinco.
We look forward to hearing from you on next week's edition of the JetBlue Patriots pregame social.
Your business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats, including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.